First regular item, please.
Item 942, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $68,250 and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division, for the 2017 Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program for motor carrier safety inspections by the Police Bureau Traffic Sworn Personnel.
Very good. And I understand we have Officer Burns is here to discuss it. He's in the hallway. That teaches me to start a meeting on time. Greetings. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're on. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. If you could just state your name for the record, please.
Gregory Byrne, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y-B-U-R-N. I'm a police officer with the City of Portland Traffic Division.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
On our agenda for right now, we're looking to get permission to accept a grant from Oregon Department of Transportation, specifically to work and inspect commercial motor vehicles within the City of Portland on our public highways. Commercial motor vehicles in Oregon are vehicles that are over 10,000 in 1 pound or designed to carry over 15 passengers. Commercial motor vehicles are generally obviously larger in size and can create a lot of damage when involved in a traffic crash. This grant specifically looks for driving behavior. It doesn't just look for equipment, but it actually looks for vehicles that are being driven unsafely within the City of Portland. This grant has been written to accept approximately $68,250 for the use of doing these commercial motor vehicle inspections outside normal work hours to help. Last year, when we did this grant, we were able to have 10 level 2 truck inspectors do 297 truck inspections that would have probably not been able to get done without the grant that we used last year. So these are 297 trucks that were stopped for unsafe driving behavior and allowed officers to inspect the vehicle, inspect the driver, make sure that driver's behavior changes and that ODOT's at least aware of the situation.
Very good. And I have just a couple of questions. It's my understanding this does not require a local match. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no local match required.
So are we acting as an agent of the state in this capacity, or what's the arrangement within the IGA?
Oregon Department of Transportation we have a total of 12 truck inspectors, 10 that are level 2 truck inspectors, which are basically looking over the vehicle and looking over the driver, looking over the logbooks, and we have 2 level 1 in truck inspectors at the traffic division. And those ones, the truck inspectors get a little bit more down and dirty with the vehicle, actually get underneath, checking brake operations underneath. So there's no requirement from the state to do the match time, but all the training that we received, the ODOT provides at the truck inspector. So a police officer in Oregon can enforce the law across the state of Oregon, but we're working to assist Oregon Department of Transportation to make sure these truck inspections get done specifically within our city boundaries.
Very good. And you're saying truck, but it sounds from your description, trucks and buses, is that
commercial
accurate?
Motor vehicles in general. And again, that's over 10,000 in 1 pound or more, or holds over 15 passengers.
Okay, very good. Colleagues, any questions?
So the 12 inspectors are in the traffic division?
That's correct.
Those are city. Are they sworn officers?
Yes,
also?
They're all police officers. Oh, they're okay. All traffic officers. That's correct.
Okay. And of those 200 or so inspections that were done last time, how many resulted, if you know, of trucks being taken out of service?
The exact number I don't know, but I could definitely get back with you. We do what's called an out of service, and again, there are certain criteria that, and this isn't just ODOT, this is actually federal motor carrier set rules to look for certain items that do make a vehicle or a driver out of service. And right. The exact number I don't know. And fortunately, it is a smaller percentage of the 297. It's a smaller percentage. And some of them, again, are driver-related, and some of them are vehicle-related.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz.
I remember this before, and thank you. I'm very glad we're doing it again. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you, Officer Burns. I appreciate this. Obviously, this is a tip of the hat to safety. It's obviously a great thing, and I'm glad that we're doing it. I vote aye. The IGA is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
You bet. Thanks for being here today.